July saw big honors, big anniversaries, and multiple agencies receive important grant funding. I'm Melissa Patrick as we take a look back at 2024. The Village of Millersburg was honored by Ohio Magazine as a Best Hometown.
The Ohio Magazine Best Hometown Award is a recognition for great places to live, work, and visit across the state of Ohio, including different ways we show community spirit, what our education system is like, our entertainment in town, the health and safety of Millersburg, the business environment, and the culture and heritage of Millersburg. This is truly exciting for Millersburg and a huge honor to our community. Many of the folks who read Ohio Magazine read it as a tourism publication, a publication for information about local communities where they might want to live, work, visit.
New historic downtown Millersburg Executive Director Taylor Sigler says that the application process was headed by her and Mayor Kelly Hoffe, along with some community members, and will have Millersburg featured on the cover of the November-December issues and will receive advertising in the publication for an entire year with a second publication in July-August. Roadies IGA Marketplace would celebrate their 90th year serving the Holmes County community and would spend July through September with many specials and ending with a Customer Appreciation Week.
In celebrating 90, that we're going to have 90 days of deals. So kind of like a 90 for 90 campaign that we want to celebrate for 90 days, celebrating 90 years. We also realize that we wouldn't be the store that we are, we wouldn't be the business that we are without the community support. And we felt like we have the people volume and an outlet that we feel we can collect some money and match that and then donate it back into the community. And we do a similar thing at Christmas for Share Christmas, where they pick an ornament off the tree and it donates $5. But we thought this was kind of a fun way to incorporate our 90th anniversary by just saying adding 90 cents to an order. So something new, we're going to try it, but we think it will produce good results.
Carrie Rohde would share that there were going to be contests and tastings along with special coupons and a lot of fun activities. She also says that while this wasn't something that her and her brother expected to do, now they can't see themselves doing anything different. Also celebrating an anniversary was the Commercial and Savings Bank, with the Winesburg Banking Center celebrating their 45th anniversary with a community celebration.
With CSB being 145 years old in total with all of our locations, I think it's really amazing to be able to see how each anniversary celebrated at each banking center is just unique to that community. And so the goal with these community parties is just to celebrate that. So we have some unique ways that we are featuring things from the community, and even in our giveaways, intentional to be specific towards that community. So it's really awesome to be able to plan these parties in a way that really celebrates each unique community. We have a big belief that it takes a whole community to thrive the way that our communities in Holmes County and all of our counties do thrive. And that encompasses so much more than just our bank. Even other banks and other organizations and everybody comes together to make these communities great. And so that's what these celebrations are to point out.
Marketing manager Mandy Taylor shared that later on, the Millersburg Operations Center would celebrate their 25th anniversary with a new remodel and similar community celebration. The Village of Millersburg would announce that they would be receiving some grant funds to go along with their downtown sidewalk project that had already received some funding.
We got the ARC funding, $112,000. So with everything else that we've previously been awarded in our allotment, our appropriation of $125,000, we've been looking at $373,000 sidewalk project downtown. Part of the west end, northeast, simultaneously put in lighting on these blocks from here west. While we've got the sidewalks torn out, there's no better time. If nothing else, get conduit in and get us stuff up for looking at the lights another way if we have to.
Mayor Kelly Hoffe would also announce that she applied for funding from Congressman Troy Balderson's office, and they should know in September for sure exactly how much they will be receiving.
I heard back from Jade and they received 63 applicants, and they only sent 15 to Washington to get financed, and ours was one of the 15 that got sent. He said because we asked for so little, it's highly likely that we would get financed for that. Well, we would get the grant for that. And I said, $500,000 seems like a lot of money to me. And they said, well, a lot of the other ones that got sent were anywhere from $3 to $7 million they were asking for. And so because ours was for $500,000, then it was like,
Winesburg would also receive grant money, theirs coming from the capital budget bill signed by Governor Mike DeWine, and would be receiving $250,000.
The smaller project is the addition of a new ball field, which is constructed, and we're playing Little League on it and ladies softball, but we're unable to put men's softball on it because we need a net behind the outfield fence to prevent balls from straying over into the neighbor's property. So that net will probably be the bulk of what we spend that $250,000 on. The bigger project is a number of improvements to the park that includes a walking trail and pickleball courts and a few other things. So anything that we've got left over after that net will probably be applied to the walking trail and or the pickleball court. Our softball field is used nearly every night of the season. When the weather permits, we've got somebody playing ball there. And having these nets will allow local teams to use both fields. So we'll have two fields that are able, fully functional for any level of softball or baseball. And the real bonus there comes in that now we can have weekend tournaments that utilize both fields, because currently right now we can have weekend tournaments. A lot of guys like to do that. We'll come in, we'll have promoters come in that, you know, they put on these nice tournaments. It will help them a lot if they can use two fields, right? They can get, you know, kind of double the number of teams playing.
Also receiving money from the capital funding would be the West Holmes Robotics Program. They would receive $22,000, and Brooke Fox with the program says that this was a couple years in the making and will hopefully help to grow the program as it's fairly new, being in its fourth year.
We're still kind of expanding, still kind of growing up. So when we first started, it was just eighth graders. Now, you know, we've expanded up to, I think, 11th grade and down into 7th grade. So, you know, and when you have more kids, you have to buy more robots and, you know, more tools, and the tournaments cost money. So, you know, you have to pay for more teams to be in each tournament. I'm really excited to see what some of those kids have done with, you know, the opportunities and the things that they've learned from this program. Just the amount of, from our first year that we did it, and then we've grown, the amount of awards that the kids have won, sending teams to state and things like that. It's super impressive to see what they've been able to do and learn and grow.
The Holmes Health District would receive the Creating Healthy Communities 2025 grant. This grant will allow the health department to free up money to expand services to the county.
It's a $100,000 grant. We'll get it for 5 years. It actually will help us with things. If you remember, in the past we've worked on a document with our partners called a Community Health Improvement Plan. It actually will help us fund that process and then work with different partners on strategies to improve different items that are within that plan. If you see it, it's almost $77,000 of personnel costs that we'll be able to divert from general fund to this. So it'll be...
That's $100,000 for the total of 5 years?
No. Every year for 5 years is $500,000 grant.
The East Holmes School District would have their grand opening of the new central office and bus garage, which was finally completed after many years of planning.
First, being able to combine the bus garage and central office together on one location allowed us to address the bus garage, which we knew was a need, then pull the bus garage and all the buses out of the parking lot at Highland, which really improves traffic flow and parking up at Highland. So we're really excited about that. Adding the central office people here, we had several central office district personnel who were all kind of scattered throughout the districts, and allows us to bring everybody here, and we think that will really improve how we operate and improve efficiency.
Around the state, July saw its record 65th tornado for the year. A high-ranking employee of the Ohio Department of Corrections and Rehabilitation was charged in the death of another corrections officer. The fifth and final person charged in the Columbus Zoo misused funds scandal pled guilty. In East Palestine, the NTSB released its final report on the train derailment. The EPA started investigating whistleblowers' concerns, and people who live there could now get $25,000 apiece for any injuries they sustain, on top of the money for property damage. The driver of the tractor trailer involved in the deadly bus crash that took the lives of 6 people from the Tuskegee Valley School District and injured 18 was indicted by the Licking County Grand Jury with 26 charges, and the Supreme Court would say that consumers can't expect boneless chicken wings to actually be free of bones. With this look back at 2024, I'm Melissa Patrick.